can do a little bit of what I need to do, right? And it's not forced. It's natural. It's love. And I'm going to be honest. In the beginning, I used to be like, I got it. Like, I wanted to do everything on my own, even if I was living here. This mom's like, oh.
Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered with me, Jere Williams. And if you have not followed, make sure that you are so that you can get that notification every time a new episode drops. But let's get into it. Can I be honest? Something I have been wrestling with to share this or not, but because this is our safe space, I'm ready to share it. I actually love multi-generational living. Now, it did take me some time to adjust to it, but I actually have come to love it. And it didn't always feel like that. At first, like I said, it was an adjustment because when you're used to doing things your way, being in your own space, having control over everything, living with other adults was stretching. Whether you were in college, whether you had roommates when you were in your 20s or whatever the season was. But there were moments where I had to learn how to release control. Moments where we didn't always agree, but because we're all adults, we learned to move forward and have mature discussions. And over time, something shifted. Because before this, when it was just me at home with the kids all day, before we moved with our in-laws, I was homeschooling, cooking, cleaning, trying to keep up with everything. Y'all was tired. Even when I just had one kid, and then I ended up having a newborn and a soon-to-be two-year-old, it was a lot, y'all. And not just physically tired, but like mentally and emotionally drained. I love my kids. I enjoy motherhood. It's just a blessing. I love my kids so much, but I'm also someone who needs time to recharge. And there were days where I just wanted a moment to myself, y'all. But it felt like there was always something that needed me. And when I would sit down, I couldn't fully relax because I know in that moment, I don't know when the kids gonna wake up. And my nervous system was always up there, okay? And when the kids would finally go to sleep, and instead of feeling relieved, I was frustrated because you just never know. I was like, I don't want to fall asleep because I don't know when they're going to wake up. I don't know if I should have time to myself or if I should be going to sleep right now or I should be cleaning up or I should fold these clothes before I go to bed. And it's a constant mental battle, right? Because I didn't get what I needed that day. And when they did go to sleep, I'm trying to get what I need, but I'm also trying to get sleep because it's hard to function on low sleep. And our moms, you know that. And I didn't even fully realize how lonely that felt until I wasn't alone anymore. Like, there were times I used to tell my husband, like, I feel alone even though you're here. And it's not that he wasn't helping. It was just like, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know how. I still, to this day, don't even know how to explain that feeling or articulate it because it was just a weight that I had on me that I was just like, I don't know. But now, I don't feel that anymore. I don't feel alone in my own home. In a sense of because what I was just telling my husband is like it's different from when you live on your own and you have family come over help you for a couple of hours versus like having family there. That's where it shifted so much. Like I feel even more supported. I feel seen. I feel like I have an in-house village. And there are days when I don't feel like cooking. And you will see, I'm walking in the kitchen, see my mother-in-law like, oh, Ari. Already have dinner prepared. Or there are moments when me and my husband are tired and someone steps in to help with the kids. Like my father-in-law, they have like a cute little thing to do every night. So when my father-in-law gets home from work, the boys want to hang out with him. They're like, oh, can we come hang out with you, Papa? And he's like, yeah, of course. Like, and they taking that time to hang out with him. And I'm like trying to
finish up the rest of my day so that I can have time for myself. Like, because my husband does bedtime. So once in the evening, I'm like, I'm still present, but I'm still like, okay, well, I can do a little bit of what I need to do, right? And it's not forced. It's natural. It's love. And I'm going to be honest. In the beginning, I used to be like, I got it. Like, I wanted to do everything on my own, even if I was living here. This mom's like, oh, if your son's crying, let me get him. I'm like, no, I got it. But now I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Go get him. Because I learned I don't have to carry everything. And that's where the vulnerability came in. Because as a mom, we feel like I have to be the person for my kids every single time. And if you're not, I'm going to speak for myself, because maybe you don't feel like that. And you feel like, you know, I can't have that flexibility to let other people step in. But for me, I had to learn that. And I'm still learning that on my journey of motherhood. Like, when to let go and trust other people to take care of the boys' needs when they need them as well. And that's changed me. Those are growth factors, you know, growth moments. But because there are moments, real moments, when my kids are melting down and I'm getting overstimulated and I can feel myself reaching my limit, and someone steps in and says, I got the kids, and in that moment I feel seen, like truly seen, like somebody's like, let me get them so she can take a moment so that she can still be her best. It almost makes me emotional, because it's like, wow, I don't have to do this alone. Like, I'll give you a good example. Like, you know, I'm home with the boys and we do our work in the morning. We go do our activities, whatever, like, we have planned or whatever. And when nap time comes, it's nap time. And some days it's like a domino effect. Like, one kid don't want to go to sleep, but others sleep. And for me, this is my time. Like, this is my time to rejuvenate so I can hang out with y'all for the rest of the day. But sometimes they don't. That one of the kids be like, yeah, I'm not going to sleep today. And although, I ain't gonna lie, I do get frustrated sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, all right, let's go find something to do. But on those days where I really want time to myself, those would be the days that they don't want to go to sleep. But my mother-in-law would be like, oh, I'll get them, or she'll sit and hang out with them so I can still do what I need to do in that time. And it's just so special. It's really, I don't take it for granted at all, and I'm very grateful for that. And I think that's the part people don't understand when they hear multi-generational living. They think, why are you living with your parents, or why not just be on your own? But it's bigger than that. It's about community. This is about family. This is about creating an environment where multiple generations are pouring into each other and into the parents and the kids. Because oftentimes people pour into the kids and forget about the parents. But being able to be around family who sees you is just as valuable. Also, my kids are learning from people who have lived life in ways we haven't yet. They're being loved on from different personalities, different experiences, and having different perspectives of wisdom and stories. And that matters. And honestly, this is normal in so many other cultures. Families stay together. They build together. They support each other. But here, it's like, once you turn 18, you're expected to go out and figure everything out on your own. And I just don't agree with that. Because why struggle alone when you can build together? And for us, we're thinking about that for our kids too. Like, how do we create a life where they don't feel like they have to start from scratch with no support? And thankfully, my husband and I were able to make this vision clear to how we're going to do it. And if you want me to share more about that, I can in another episode. But that right there, that has helped my nervous system in ways I can't even fully explain. Because I feel lighter. I feel more present when it comes to my kids. I feel like I can actually be the mom I want to be, because I'm not carrying everything by myself. And yes, I'm still learning to delegate some things. Like, I just told my husband, after a year of researching on what kind of curriculum I want to get, I finally bought it. So I'm still a work in progress, but it's just taking those steps and acknowledging those moments when you know you're seeing the progress of what you're doing. And more than anything, God really showed me in this season that I don't have to carry everything on my own. Not in motherhood, not in life, not even in my own home. And that changed everything for me. So if you're listening to this, this isn't me telling you what you should do, but I do want you to know this. You do not have to do life alone, whether that looks like family, friends who feel like family, or building your own village. Support is still available. Despite what people think, support, there are people in this world that want to support you. love on your kids like they're their own. And motherhood feels a whole lot lighter when everything isn't on you. And I hope that this episode has blessed you. And I could go on and on about it, but I'm not. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow. And if you are ready to have your reset, start pouring it into yourself, click the link in description to sign up for the No Pressure Reset Challenge, and you'll have all the information you need. And until next episode.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.